me as I take off. I'll be working until I have all of my days off. Then I'm surfing in California when I'm paid off. I'll be blurring my vision, sipping on that base sauce. La da da, watch out, I'm coming, yeah. I know, I'm a hustler, I go. Got me running, got me gunning for thrones. I won't go back, no pass, blow past so fast. I'm gone, grow fast, big splash, all cash.
We're rolling. Let's go. Guys, it's good to be back. Consistency is key. And that's what I'm going to tell you guys. Consistency is key. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because when the pod started, and that's what we talked about, consistency. Rami, consistency, let's go. Guys, I always stall with the little intro. But yeah, it's going to be back. Second episode of season two, which we'll get into in a minute. Just did a little hat change. You couldn't see that, but had to switch it, fitted to a trucker. But yeah, it's always good to be back. What is up, y'all? You see that? Not your co-host. It's your host, Aaron Bach, back at it again with yet another episode of the In and Out podcast. And that kind of makes me a little sad to say host, but also good because knows that this is what I should be doing, that we're back on it. It's your host, Aaron Bach, back again with another episode of the In and Out podcast. And today we got my boy, AJ, Alex Johnson, joins the show. Will can join us tonight. He's kind of the third in our little group. That's me, Alex, and Will, the homies, my guys. Love you guys. But yeah, Will was on some business ventures, so he could not join the show today. He'll be on probably tomorrow. So for y'all, that's next week. But yeah, Alex got on the show. It was awesome to be with him, to catch up with him. He's killing it. Union University, right-handed pitcher. One of the homies. It's actually insane. I've only been, Alex and I've heard of each other. And then we only met about 3 years ago. And we're so close now. So it's funny because we get into this in the pod. But Alex and Will, we're really good friends. Will and I, we're obviously good friends. Will was been one of my best friends since I was like 10. But it's cool. And Alex and I got really close when we played together in 16s. And then once we started training, my freshman college off season. Yeah, we all started training together. But yeah, awesome dudes. We'll get into some of that training, some of the stories, just chopping it up with AJ. He's the man. He's hilarious. And we always have a good time together, whether it's virtual or not. But soon enough, the fellas will be back in person. We'll actually be doing some content with some of the union guys pretty soon. So yeah, I'm excited to for y'all to hear what Alex and them got to say. We got some good questions in there, but yeah, it was a good interview, great interview. And it was Alex's first time on the pod, on a podcast in general. So Alex, welcome. My pleasure to have you, my guy. And many more shows you'll hopefully be on soon if you're listening right now, which hopefully you are, because that'd be bad if the guy getting interviewed didn't even listen to his own episode. I would have a lot of work to do. But yeah, without further ado, let's get to the AJ interview. Let's go. Come on. Big guest on the show today.
Thanks, man. I mean, this has been a long time coming, man.
A long time
coming. Like, for sure. This has been talked about for a couple of years now, man. Dude, I'm excited.
Guys, to set the stage a little bit, our third best friend in the friend group, Will Harrison's he's not in the South Florida Collegiate League. He is currently in the Midwest, handling business in the Midwest. Couldn't join us tonight, but will be on the show probably tomorrow. So for you guys, probably in a week, don't sweat. Will Harrison will be on the show soon. But to set the stage, I've known Will since I was 10. Alex has known Will since he was, 11?
Second grade.
Oh, so, okay, so earlier.
Yeah.
Alex has known Will for a minute. And as crazy it is, we've all been super, super close with Will, but Alex and I didn't even meet each other till we played together because Will was gatekeeping per usual. Actually, he was with Brolic too. How about that?
Yeah, but I know.
Alex and I met, when did we meet? Summer 2021. We ran lives against each other the first time we met. Mm-hmm. And we played together. Fun fact, I don't think there's been a baseball game that we've lost, that you've been pitching and I've been playing in the field. I actually don't know if
Dude, we were something special.
We're
I
something special.
mean, I that's actually funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's funny because guys, another little backstory. Alex, so Alex and I played together on the 16U TGD backs, but it's funny because a lot of 16U travel teams, teams just fizzle out. And it's not like we did obviously fizzle out. Everybody stops playing travel ball, but that team, we had a lot of really good players at the time. But the fact that now pretty much everybody's playing high levels of college and college
Like
athletics is insane.
all of that roster
Yeah.
is playing at the next level. It's
Yeah, it's crazy.
pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, we could. I mean, it's not like we practiced a lot. What would we maybe have one practice
BP,
a week?
maybe.
I
But
mean
hey,
that team.
might get back together for summer ball. Who knows? You
I
never know.
know, I know. I mean,
Yeah.
that team could wake up and win our pool.
Wake and rake, baby. That's it. But Alex, it's good to have you. Why don't you tell, for those who don't know, Alex Johnson? And by the way, guys, I talk about my social pages a lot. I'm pretty good at the social media. Scouts have said, surveys have said that Alex debatably at Alex Johnson 16. Is that right?
Alex Johnson dot 23.
Scouts have said
Close.
Alex might have a better social media than me, which is like insane to think about. But
Dude.
for those who don't know you, for those who don't follow you, give us a little rundown, who you are, where you're from, why we're here today.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm from Roswell, Georgia. It's dude, we're spoiled with where we're from.
Spoiled.
Like Roswell is so perfect. Everything's around. It's so perfect.
Yeah, guys, sorry to cut you off, but real quick, we were talking about it in the Vrolik episode last week about how our
Great
off
episode.
great episode, but we were talking about how our off seasons are pretty great because in the morning we got our hitting and throwing groups with all the homies. We'll go get some eggs up grill, chill in the Johnson backyard, and play catch on the football field in the afternoon. You can't beat it, but guys, the vibes that we get is just, I feel bad for the Northeast. I feel
It's
bad for you.
crazy. It's crazy.
We're lucky, we're spoiled, but
We take up the vibes, man.
we
But
do.
went to Roswell High School, and was able to get picked up by a D2 in West Tennessee called Union University. We'll probably get into that, but they reached out to me via Twitter, and
Yeah.
that's how I was able to get through that. But I had my first semester here. We're mid-season now here at Union. It's been awesome, man. I've been thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
We've been having a blast.
No, I think, we talk about a lot. I mean, between me, you, Will, your dad, we just have conversations a lot. And I think a big theme that we, and guys, for anybody listening to this, especially the younger guys, it always makes me so happy when the younger middle schoolers, high school guys are listening to this pod, because a big message I think both Alex and I have learned and are still well learning is that it all works out and you wind up where you're supposed to be.
It's true.
Alex. Alex was a game one. Obviously, we're not going to relive high school and travel ball a lot, but just going on facts, Alex was a dominant travel ball pitcher, dominant high school pitcher. And typically, when you come from that, recruiting, not that it's easy, but it treats you pretty well. And, after kind of COVID, we had a lot of people kind of shut their eyes to this younger,
Yeah, COVID was rough, man.
but it does work out because now Alex is at a place where he's supposed to be, and there were places that we had previously, obviously I'm not going to name drop, but there's places we've talked about in the past where it's like damn, like would he be happy there, like would he be happy at X junior college, would he be happy at X school in South Carolina. Just we talk about it a lot, and I think it all works out. Even going back to my story, guys, I've been or at a couple of different spots, but I'm very thrilled about the direction that we're going and where I'll be next fall. So if you're listening to this and you feel lost, it's good. It's good. Enjoy the process. Don't rush it, and kind of fall in love with where you are, because you can only go as far as your feet are. And I think that's a big
I
lesson
mean,
that a lot of us have learned.
it's. I feel like anybody can play anywhere.
Right.
That's, I mean,
And there's good baseball everywhere.
there is good baseball everywhere, especially with everything that the resources that we have now. You can play anywhere. It's really about finding the right spot. that's pretty much what it comes down to. I think that in my case, I'm very grateful for being able to be in that position.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it works itself out. I think, yeah, we are lucky with the resources where we, I mean, guys, I mean, look, I understand different places it's harder to get work in, and not like we've had our challenges, right? Like there's people that have been brought up with the private coaching since the day they were 2 years old. Like, look, we're not like that, obviously, but just, you know, literally Alex lives 100 feet from one of the best baseball fields in Georgia. I mean, it's hard to beat. So we're pretty lucky that we have some good facilities around us. And, you know, it's not like it's just one field up in the Northeast, you know, and not to call people out, but that's just a fact, you know, we're pretty lucky that we can drive 8 to 10 minutes in any direction. And there's beautiful facilities that look like they're tiny warehouses, and we just get our
it's stuff. Awesome, man.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I mean, the vibes, I mean, playing golf here and there, you name it, man.
We took a Florida trip. We'll break that down with Will, but we got some golf.
Oh man. You can't beat it. I actually played golf today.
How'd you
play? Here's the thing.
See, that's never a good thing.
So, I mean, I don't play a lot, but I would say I'm pretty. I mean, you've played with me. I'm pretty average. I'm a pretty average golfer. At times, I can be above average, but I wouldn't say I'm anything crazy.
Right.
But like today I couldn't get in the air. It was one of those days.
Hey,
sometimes
that was coaching BP.
I know, man. I'd take a step. I was like, what's going on? Like, no, but I mean, it was fun. It was actually a bunch of us. It was me and my three roommates, and then a couple other teammates of mine in front of us. I think there was like six of them. So
yeah, no, it was good absolutely. Though. And okay, so let a good little exercise to get us moving today. We're going to go a couple rapid fire questions. Okay.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Keep you moving. Keep you on your feet.
Yeah, I'm on my feet.
Right. Just a couple. All right.
You ever thought about one of those stand-up desks?
Yes.
I don't think I could ever do that.
I don't think I'd ever have to either. Okay. Let me just pull up my list. Okay. Rapid fire real quick. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lake or pool?
Oof. Lake.
First, pool or beach?
Beach.
Pizza or burger?
Burger.
Wings or tenders?
Tenders.
And last one, I know the answer, but city or country?
I'm a city boy, man. We all know this. I'm a city boy.
Well, to some extent.
To an extent, but I am. Like, let's be real.
Right. We all are, because there's way more country. And I think we fall in that trap a lot. If we're talking about New York City and Cisco, Texas, we're directly in the middle.
Right.
Like right. Literally.
But where we come from, technically we are city boys.
Yeah, yeah. But like, what other city boys like doing what we do on a typical day?
I agree.
Right.
I see what you're getting at, but
okay.
Yeah.
And
I rep it though. I rep it.
No, I'm with you. But now that we're moving a little bit, give me a day in the life that you no, sorry, we didn't even finish your story. How'd you get recruited to uni? And then we'll go into that first question.
Yeah, my story is pretty interesting. So I was class of 23, coming out of high school, and I had gotten some looks, some talks, with some coaches, some phone calls here and there. But it was nothing really crazy. Went to some camps and we learned a lot. It was me and my dad a lot throughout this process, and we learned a lot.
Right there with you.
But I want to say start of February.
Senior year, guys. He got picked up senior year. I promise you, it happens late. Don't stress out.
I ended up throwing a bullpen in our indoor facility. Took a video of it, you know, edited it, and threw it up on Twitter. And a couple days later, like a bunch of talk on my Twitter post, and one of those guys was Riley Self, who is the pitching coach at Union. He played for Mississippi State. Was on the team when they won it back in 21. But I was able to, like a week later, get on a call with him, get on a call with the head coach, Coach McGee. And then I want to say, like, maybe that following week I went up
Right.
to Jackson, Tennessee. And I mean, the visit, it could not have gone any better, honestly. Like, we toured around, talked with admissions and all that stuff, looked at the field, the facilities. We went to lunch with the head coach, Casey McGee. It was really something special. And at the end, was able to give me the offer. A week later,
Yeah, it was a done
this was,
deal.
yeah, it was, I mean,
Yeah.
that was
And
pretty much it.
yeah, it's an awesome story. And a little question. Don't want you to laugh
Yeah.
too hard, but if you just wanted to say thank you to like two people along this journey so far, who would those two people be?
If I just want to say thank you, they have to be Chris. One would be Chris Buchek.
Right?
It'd have to be. Who would the other be, though?
I don't know.
I'm excited for you guys to see what we got coming up with Will. We got some stories for you guys that are just going to be awesome. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. The next slate of episodes that we got going in the next few weeks is pretty awesome. Like, I don't want to hype up the pod too much, but something I'm and like not in a cocky way, but like what I'm able to bring you guys, you see a lot of these shows where it's just like a lot of one yapping, but two, a lot of different perspectives that people are not necessarily interested in hearing. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to provide something that's one relatable, two fun, and just so that you guys can get, a real insight to realistic things. Because, a lot of these podcasts, when you get these uber rich, successful stories, we're not looking to take care of stuff like that yet. While
Right.
we start our business ventures, we're trying to do something lighthearted, trying to have fun. And then a little bit down the road, once we start getting these degree works in, we'll start flowing in with
Yeah,
some
no,
of these.
it's I mean, we're still in the learning process. I
Still in
mean,
the learning process.
it's crazy. I mean, my story, your story, I mean, and Will's story for that matter. I mean, it's crazy.
Bumpy road,
Like,
but guys, there's a lot of upside, a lot of good stories to hear, but we just want to provide something fun, provide something with a lot of good people, something informal. If you guys want something, don't forget to hit the pod in the DM at In and Out Podcast. But Alex, let's get into a couple little bit more things. Give me a day in the life of a right-handed pitcher at Union University. Let's say we'll keep him. Let's say Tuesday, first day of the week, back after a series. Give me a Tuesday day in the life for a Bulldogs right-handed pitcher.
Well, thankfully this semester I'm only taking four classes. I had a lot more classes my first semester, so was able to slim it down. But Tuesday, I only have two classes. I got a communications class and a psychology class. So usually I'll wake up around 9:50, 10 o'clock. Shower, grab a bite to eat. Then my first class is at 10:50. That'll go to about 12:05, and then I'll eat again. Actually, no, Tuesday I have back to back classes. That's the day. It's kind of heavy. I get ends at 12:05, and my psychology is at 12:15.
Right.
But other than that psychology class is long too. 12:15 to like 1:30.
There we headed to the field straight after that.
Yeah, usually I'll, depending on if we get a tarp pull or something, but if it's like a normal day, I'll usually go gas station, grab something to eat, and then I'll head straight to the field. I'll get changed, go to our indoor, do some stretches, some plyos, some bands. We usually start practice around 3:30. So I'll be down there when everybody's down there, but I'm usually one of the first ones because I stretch and stuff pretty early in plyo.
You have to. Guys, so one thing I will say, facilities matter, but kind of vibe of the facilities matter a lot in college, and you'll kind of see what we mean by that. It is so nice to have like a locker room, a field, a little field house where you can get everything done, get it going.
It is,
even
man.
If it's cold, you know, location matters some, but just what Alex has there is a great setup. And we'll actually soon we'll get a video going there when I can make my way over. We'll get a little coming soon content. We'll get a little BP with the boys video. We'll get a little facility tour of
coming soon
of Union University and the facilities we got going there. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I'm glad you touched on the gas station because it's actually our next question. Come on, little road trip with the fellas. Could be summer ball, could be travel ball, could be school ball. You run into that gas station. What are you getting?
I mean, a lot of people know this one. I'm a Red Bull guy.
And if you're
always
listening,
have
people, sponsor the kid.
Hey, Red Bull, listen, man, I would not be disappointed.
No.
Hey, little Red Bull and Roback action.
Goodness. Speaking about Roback,
we'll get into that. We'll get into that. No, but I'm a Red Bull guy. Always have, always will. I'll switch it up every now and then. I'll hit a little dragon fruit every now and then.
You have to.
Either dragon fruit or original. I also like the peanut butter M&Ms. Those are pretty good.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Common mix up. Peanut
red
butter
bag.
Are the good
red
ones.
Bag.
The red
We
bag, correct.
Yes.
We have. I actually have some in my fridge, I'm pretty sure.
That's a big time move. The fridge.
Yeah.
Put them in the fridge. I like that. It's a good move.
You never done that before?
No, not with those Johnny Tips.
Bro, you should try it.
Yeah, it might happen.
Any sort of chocolate is good. Cold.
Yeah, you're for sure. So you got Red Bull. We got PMs. You going protein bar, beef jerky, something there? Get a little protein.
Yeah, I'll see. What I've been mixing up on, I can't do the beef jerky anymore. That jacks my stomach up. I've tried that.
So expensive.
It is, like, dude.
I don't want right, to get. Nah. I don't want to get political, but if we get a president,
I'm about to get political. Jack links. What's going on?
We get a presidential like, change
for like a medium sized bag. What is it, like $16? Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable! It's unbelievable.
There's
some cool slogans out there, but like, make America jerky again. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
wait.
All right. We're gonna have to cut this.
Make America eat beef jerky again. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he said before.
100%. But yeah, no, I'm with you. When I
$16 is crazy.
You know, I'm not a big. Energy drink guy. I'm more of a Gatorade. I'm a Met RX protein bar. If we're at QT, I'm absolutely scooping donut holes. Have to get there. Right. If I'm at QT, you gotta get a grilled cheese. If you know, you know. But oh,
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not. What about the $16 beef jerky? Still no.
No.
Still no.
You can't. But you know where there isn't $16 beef jerky? South Florida Collegiate League. What do you know about that, Lee?
See. It's actually funny you say that. I got a buddy of mine who actually, believe it or not, you can play on two teams. You can get traded. Did you know that?
Making history.
That's crazy, man.
Making history. You learned so much in summer ball. We'll get on here. He'll talk about guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about stories of success. You got to learn that you're going to get kicked in the shins. Guys, in summer ball.
You are.
I was in summer ball, Normal, Illinois this past year, and I ended up shaping up a good summer. Guys, I was like 1 for 11 with like 8 punchies to start. I'm not even kidding you. And then made some adjustments, started getting my breathing back on, made a slight physical adjustment, switched up the hands a little bit. But guys, it works itself out. So stay with it because you're going to get kicked in the shins and then you go on a tear, and it's pretty awesome to experience. And speaking about summer ball, the boys are. Boys are coming. Wake Forest.
Listen, man.
Let's go.
Let's just say we got We got something special. You want to talk about content coming your way?
And Alex, I don't know if you know about this. You'll be mic'd up. You'll be mic'd up.
Yeah.
Pod's mic'ing up the guys this year. How about that?
Hey,
Talk about it. We're
how about
mic'ing up.
that?
We're mic'ing up our guys. Shout out to Hudson. You say his last name because I don't want to butcher it.
Hudson Separello.
Little Huddy.
He's a
Big Huddy. He's not Little Huddy. He's Big Huddy. He's coming out. He's coming to
yeah.
Wake Forest, another Union University corner infielder.
My roommates, and then got two other Union guys, got Eli Snelson and Grant Ross. Two absolute dogs, they're homies. Yeah, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, wait, here, let me shoot a Hudson a text. Get him in here.
I think Hudson's on a date right now.
Oh, guys.
Yeah,
Well,
I know.
inside scoop.
Hey, you didn't hear that from me.
You didn't hear it. However, if you were the president of the United States, you would hear a lot of stuff from you. Alex,
You would.
what would you do first day in office besides lower beef jerky down? What would you do
Yeah.
the first?
Yeah. For real. Beef jerky got me feeling some type of
What would
way,
be the
man.
first thing you do in office as the president of our beloved country? God bless the USA, but what would you do? And who would you choose as your VP? That's another one I'm going to throw in there.
You said VP, not DB, right?
Nope, not DB. Speaking of
Not
DB,
DB.
guys, Alex has
You're
got
right.
a killer stash going right now. Had a
I
good
do.
one for a little bit.
I do. Hey, it's Mustache March, and what we do around here, Union, we like to show the stashes, man. Give Mustache March a little love.
You have to. You have to.
But if I was the prez, that's a good question. What did Vrelick say? Did he give a good answer to this?
He said he was going to give everybody a pony.
Oh, that's true. He did. He did. I was gonna be getting a pony, wasn't he? I would. You know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would add the amount of scholarships that baseball can receive.
Nice.
That's what I would
11-7,
do.
guys. Also,
11-7 is crazy.
you're the NCAA. Listen to this. Look, I think the NCAA is great. I have no beef against the NCAA because they give a lot of student athletes the opportunity to do something special. However, what I will say to the NCAA, if you're lucky enough to listen to the In and Out podcast, this is important to me because I've seen a lot of people unfortunately get negatively affected like this academically, and school-wise and a bunch of different stuff. If you're in the NCAA and you play football, you can play four games and a bowl game and still redshirt. You know that, Alex? If you're playing collegiate baseball, guys, in the NCAA and you take one at bat, you burn your year. Like, it's
They
kind
you
of a
in for pitchers, I think it used to be 2 innings. I think they changed it now.
yeah, pretty sure
I
it's
think it's less than that.
I'm pretty sure if you throw over a batter, like
Yeah.
something crazy. I mean, like, or I don't quote me on that, but like it's absolutely absurd because yeah, people are fighting for spots, and then some crazy stuff happens. You get in for an at bat, and I mean it's a brutal system. So look, I appreciate the NCAA for giving a lot of guys great opportunities to play, but gosh, that's something I would love to see get
Yeah.
cleaned up. There should be I understand football is a revenue sport. But there are some big collegiate baseball games that make a lot of money too. So I really do think it should get cleaned up like that. We'll go one more question and then we'll go into our little ad read for the day and take a 2 second break from this pod of you guys listening to it. But here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
You're pitching, right? Great pitcher. We throw 7-year-olds in the box.
All right.
And you're facing them one after another, and your arm stays healthy the whole time. How many 7-year-olds do you think you have to face until one of them gets a hit off you? And no, it can't be a bunt. It could be an infield hit, but like your defense is out there at Union. Like it could be an infield hit, but how many?
7 year-old, what grade does that make you?
I don't know.
What is
Like
that?
fourth? No, I mean third? Yeah,
Is it?
third grade. You get 7-year-olds out
See,
there.
here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't throw that hard, but they're not touching my fastball. You
No,
know what I mean?
there's no shot.
And like, hey, I mean, I start switching speeds on them. I throw a little slider in there. They're not touching it.
You want me to give you my number?
I mean, I feel like I would have to start getting really tired, and they would just like put their bat out and deke one through the 5-6 hole or something.
No, but your arm, like, you're not getting tired, like.
A lot. Then I think a lot, man. Maybe what would you say?
95.
Yeah.
I would say by the 95th batter, somebody is able to
close. Somebody's it. Picked it up.
Somebody's
picked it up.
Closes their eyes and swings and like a little dribbler through the hole. That's a knock. I just don't think
7 year olds. That's pretty young, man.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. But hey guys, we're gonna take a quick break from this podcast. And we'll be back with you right after our presenting sponsors. Okay. All right. I know you want to get right back to the action, but we cannot without a quick word from our presenting sponsors. Nobody. Guys, we don't have a sponsorship. And the reason I'm taking the time to do this ad read, the pod is back. It is exciting. But if you're a company, ball company, athletic company, restaurant, I don't care. Shoot us a message. Let's go get something going so that at this time of the podcast, you can get our listeners, the fielders, can get a sweet deal on whatever it is. Okay? I really hope that in a few episodes, we're saying this episode is sponsored by X, and use code XYZ for 20% off your next order. But until then, don't have that. We're going to send you right back to the action. I'm sorry we don't have an ad read. Somebody sponsor the pod. Thank you. All right, guys. We're back. A little technical difficulties, a little sponsorships. And yeah, bet you weren't freaking expecting that. Sponsor the boys. Hook us up. Let's go. Don't get an ad read because we don't have one. So let's figure it out. Let's do that.
Figure it out.
And we'll get right back cooking, guys. Wi-Fi got so bad I had to hit it with the what did I just hit it with? Oh, the good old classic hotspot. That's how bad that was.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a killer. It's a momentum killer for the program. We're right back to motion. Motion.
We're back. We're good.
We got a couple other things. And before we go too further, Alex, you wear a lot of nice clothes. And sometimes I wonder how you pull that off. You want to tell the fielders how you're able to pull that off?
In terms of what?
In terms of, I don't know, say your name, your image, your likeness.
Would you say your likeness as well?
I'd say that. I'd say that.
I am grateful to be a ambassador for I indeed do have my own NIL with Roback, who has become, dude, they've become pretty big over the past year.
Insane.
They used to be a smaller company. They're working their way up with you know, now getting into college, like
and NFL big
football
guys.
Players,
yeah,
and
like
they're NFL legit. working they're pretty high up in the PGA.
It's awesome. It's great to see.
I'm pretty sure they had their own pop-up stand at the Phoenix Open.
Yeah, dude, it's
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
It is awesome. And like I'm not even gonna lie, it's legit. It's legit.
Yeah.
You can't not like it.
It's great stuff, man. Being able to be a spokesman for them, and they treating me how they do.
And can't beat
it's
it.
Been,
can't beat it.
And well.
Is my connection still brutal?
Yeah, your connection is not the best.
Damn. You hate to see that. You really do.
Yeah, you really do.
I might
feel free to switch in some 1080p for the one time.
Might cut out, we'll cut this out, but hold on, let me just try something. Okay, we should be back with good Wi-Fi. How's that?
I mean, I see you.
Okay, all right. We're back with good Wi-Fi. Want to keep it rolling. We're in a good spot. We're in a good spot with our careers. We're in a good spot. And, you know, from time to time, you like to reflect a little bit. Alex, we've had a lot of great stories. And I thought we should let, before we get Will on here, we got to give context to some of the shenanigans, to some of the good times that have been rolling. Got any stories that stick out from the fellas that you think with the fielders could benefit? Because I got something.
Yes, you got some. I think. But what's yours, and we'll go off that.
Well, I have a lot, obviously, but I wanna kind of hit on a couple things. Okay.
Yeah.
Just to set the stage, it's say November 2022. Okay.
Right.
It's the off season. We're having a good time. We're taking a drive. It's our car. We have a buddy's car, and we go to Sonic. You don't know where I'm going.
I don't think I do.
And we're driving next to our friends, and for the purpose of the recording, we'll say we're stopped, even though we weren't. Basically, a milkshake slipped out of our car. And probably the pitcher in our car was able to place the contents of a milkshake on our friends while they were
perfectly.
In.
Yeah. And I mean, threw an absolute strike to that driver window, if you will.
Yeah, no, you have to. I mean, we're keeping people safe out here, but at sometimes you got to do things with the group. You know, people
it's good.
I was gonna say no. I was gonna pivot to something else, but you go ahead.
No, it's just it's so funny the way, like, you know, we'll have a plan of what we want to do one day, and then it can just completely change. We'll be doing something crazy the next thing. Like,
completely.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, we're chilling outside, maybe in the hot tub, and next thing, you know, you find yourself playing night golf.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, have to be good times. Yeah, we got night golf. Night golf. I didn't like it as much as I expected it to. You have to do it for the experience.
It's an experience. You definitely do have to do it for the experience. It was fun. It's not that it wasn't fun. It was different. I mean, obviously, it's night. It's golf at night,
and it's so hard to see. It's way harder.
It is hard to see. They get it.
In your yardages, I think everything, it jacks everything up.
Yeah,
you it's get like above the stadium. Lights, it's your a ball's stadium. Gone. It's a stadium effect. Your depth perception's way off. Speaking of the listeners, we like good vibes. Our listeners like good vibes. We got in a bad habit.
Good guys vibes only, man.
We were flicking shakas left and right for like a good year.
It was
kind of
bad.
Glad.
It was
I'm kind of glad that
it kind of faded out. But me and Will in school, it got pretty bad.
It got so bad, dude. My wrist almost started hurting.
Yeah, God, for real.
We really do have to figure that out. To pivot a little bit. Say you're on the 16th hole of a golf course. Okay, guys, what would you do if you saw a gorilla?
It's I wish, I mean, telling the story, it won't do it justice, but like, it's so funny. So
no, but like, you had, like, I know a lot of stories. You had to be there. You really
you
did.
You had to be there.
As we're golfing, and it was a good day of golf, a great vibes day of golf.
It was a phenomenal day of golf. Awesome. It was so fun, bro. So fun.
We're scrambling on the back nine. It's hole 16. Just a lot of, and we love Will. He tends to get serious, and that's one of the things I love him. He tends to get pretty serious, and we're getting ready for a big shot. He's getting ready for a chip, and he's got a particular chipping form.
He's got an interesting form.
He's got an interesting form, and I see this guy playing with a big fluffy black dog in his backyard, and Will lines up for
a chip. Beautiful dog, beautiful dog.
I'm like, Alex, is that a gorilla?
I mean,
I don't know why it was so funny, guys.
I mean, he turns around and points out that there's a gorilla in this guy's backyard on hole 16.
Yeah.
And Will looks up from his ball, and we just lose it.
Yeah.
We just lose it.
Yeah, that was insane. But guys, Florida, great spot. If you're a high school kid and you're looking for a place to play, go to Rollins College.
Real, man.
That place is unbelievable. Cool. Unbelievable. Yeah. Insane, dude. There's some we've been able to have some good stories with the fellas. One of them,
I believe the South Florida Collegiate League is in Florida, right?
Well, I was gonna ask you. Nice.
Did you know? Hold on. Did you know you could get traded?
You could play for two teams. I was gonna ask you. You're playing in in the South Florida Collegiate League, right? And you're it's a hot day and you're starving after the game and you want a sub. Where would you go and get a sub?
Not dropping any names particularly, but I have a buddy that I think I know where he would go.
Really? What where is that place?
That place would definitely be Jersey Mike's.
Dude, that'd be a great sponsor.
It would.
It really would
yeah.
be a good sponsor.
My buddy would do a lot of things for some Jersey Mike's.
A lot. And if you were playing
yeah.
golf, right?
Really loves it.
And if you were playing golf and your friend was on the phone with your friend's dad and no words were said, would you stop your shot right before the shot?
Guys, I wish they knew.
Yeah, just, I
I wish they could. Like, it's just small stuff like that.
Yeah,
that small stuff like that. That really cracks us up.
And
like,
I know we're kind of yapping about like little small inside jokes, but what I will say that this speaks to is a lot of people get to colleges, they get immersed in the big scene. The value of having good close friends, guys. One thing I will say, and I know a lot of baseball players are listening to, if you're not going to college to play sport, which is not a bad thing, it's a great thing, it's an unbelievable thing. College is great. I don't know why you wouldn't go with your hometown boys, because I know if I was not playing a sport, I would absolutely go with Alex and Will somewhere and we would tear it up. We'd have a great time.
I think you kind of see it more like,
I think you see it more when you're playing, because you end
yeah.
up fine. And we're also going to schools that we have previously gone to, schools where like you're not going to make a ton of outside friends beside the team, but still the value of having good people, and you don't need a lot of friends, guys. I think people get in this trap. And I honestly see it with a lot of ball players. You see guys where they really, really want to feel included. And obviously when you're on that baseball grind, when you're on a sports grind, baseball, football, basketball, soccer, whatever it is, when you're training for something, a lot of time you got bigger goals, you know? So when you're not with these friends at these, you know, crazy parties, and not that it's a bad thing, but obviously people make bad choices. When you're trying to make good choices and you sometimes feel alone, it's okay, because there's other people doing what you're doing. And when you find the people that you feel comfortable around, it is, it's pretty great, because you'll find a good group, you'll trust people, and ultimately everything works itself out. And it's so nice to have like a group of people that, you know, that as corny as it sounds, love you and respect you for kind
yeah,
of
they
who
get
you.
it. They just get it.
Yeah, 100%. And, guys, I mean, I've been uber, uber lucky to be with, you know, a good group of guys, and like, especially kind of touching back to the off season. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's like when you're with people that respect you for who you are and want to be a part of what you're doing, it's pretty awesome. And we got some stuff cooking with the pod here with different stuff in the media game, and I'm just glad that my boys get to be along for the ride.
Yeah, man.
I'm
excited.
I'm excited too. I mean, we'll wrap up with a couple important questions. I didn't mean to tell you. I don't know what reminded me of it, and I'm trying to find. Okay, this is what I was gonna say. You're at home, guys, and a lot of us are teenagers. We're all going through similar stuff. And we had a recent bet in our friend group, and we still don't know how to settle this, right? You get your wisdom teeth out, right? Some people go plump up like a tomato. Some people don't.
Yep.
Is it that crazy to not pump up? Would you say I had the craziest recovery of all time? Or was that, did I just get
so,
lucky?
To give a little backstory to this, Will got his wisdom teeth out. What was that, last year?
Yeah, it took forever.
I mean, you want to talk about it's it. I mean, it sat him down. He went through it.
He was down for the count for a little bit.
He was.
That's
he
where
was.
I learned. That's where I learned the saying "down for the count." I don't know if you remember that.
You didn't know. You didn't know what down.
Will text me. He goes, "I'm down for the count," like a buddy. Like,
what does that mean? Like, what do you mean? What is it? Like,
yeah,
it means what it means.
I couldn't tell you what that means.
I mean, you know it's down for the count. $16 beef jerky.
Literally, bro. But
unbelievable.
Yeah, guys, Will's that set him down. I we were hanging out that night.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a pretty tremendous, tremendous.
But anyway, Will, he got his out. I was with him the next day. It was rough. He had the ice pack going on. I mean, he had to take his meds every other hour. And we were with Bach the night before. He before his surgery and
No,
he got his
no.
out.
It was the night of we made that bet.
Was it really?
I was, yes, it Will thought I was
Well,
gonna.
yeah, the night before. Yeah, that's what I
No,
mean.
the night of. It was the day of I got my wisdom teeth out that we made that
Are you
bet.
serious?
That's how, yeah, for guys, we'll put that video on the internet now, but on
Wait,
the
was it really?
it was like I had
Wow.
gotten him out already in that video. It's crazy. It's actually insane
And
how
oh, that's right. And we were like, you'll be blown up by tomorrow.
yeah, and I was like, Will, I don't think you understand. Yeah, we'll pivot
And
back
you ended
to
up being fine. You ended up being fine.
completely fine. We were the next day I was trying to hit and you were like, give it one more day. And we did.
Yeah.
But to pivot back, we were talking a little bit about ball, good vibes only. That's a big thing that we like to talk about. Couple big things that touch on the good vibes only. Guys, you need positive vibes. You need things around you that make you happy. One thing we indulge in a lot is music. And Alex and I have great music tastes. Alex, give me
Phenomenal.
top three artists.
Ooh, you want genre of all time? All time's been pretty tough, man.
We'll go top three country.
Top three country. All right, this I can do.
We're gonna overlap on one of them, but
Top three country. I mean, I think I still got to stick my one with Hardy.
I get it.
He's been my one for a bit. Been to he opened for Morgan Wallen when I saw Morgan Wallen, and then I also went to his concert. It was awesome, man. I want to go back.
We're going this summer, baby.
Yeah, we are.
And who's at the number two hole for you?
Number two.
Are we at, do we have the same person who's my number one right now and you're number two?
I think he really snuck in there
He did,
this
bro.
year.
He like out of
He
nowhere.
did.
It was that live album, wasn't it?
It was that live album. Cody Johnson.
Son of a rambling man. Oh, he's guys. If you're not a Cody Johnson guy, let us put you on. The fact
Yeah.
that he's not A-list.
Honestly, do we want to put him on? Do we
No,
gatekeep
I might gatekeep this one. But yeah, I mean, guys, there's so much different stuff that's made us happy. And one of those things, as stupid as it is obviously TikTok, but the Pointer Brothers, shout out to you guys. Guys, those guys are so,
Pointer Brothers.
guys are
If you guys
so
know the
good.
Pointer Brothers, yes.
If you know, you know. Guys, that'd be a great guest for the pod. Can you imagine how much we could
Yeah,
talk to them?
that would be awesome. Okay, but number two is Cody Johnson. So I got Hardy one, Cody Johnson two. Number three, it's got to be Luke Combs.
Yeah.
It's got to
And I
be.
don't want to call you out, but last summer I was trying to get you to go to a Luke Combs concert. You're like,
All right, listen, listen, listen. Here's
guys,
the thing about.
I had a perfect opportunity for Alex and I to go to Luke Combs.
Here's here, I'll wear the this one was on me. This was partially my fault because I hadn't opened myself up to the majority of his music. You know,
He's really good. He's so
I
talented.
mainly, heard the, when it rains, pours, your basic everyday Luke Combs song.
Right. And then you get into like the
And
Luke
then
Combs.
when you really get into it's really good.
And I don't know if this is something you'd agree with. Some of Luke Combs' last course. I don't know why, but it's crazy. He's just something
Yeah.
like blue collar boys, what you see is what you get. Like he does some bangers at the end there.
Yeah.
Some bangers. He's awesome. Yeah, Luke Combs is great.
Honorable mention, Connor Smith.
Dude,
Honorable mention, Ernest.
I'm going top four because I can't go one. I got Kodjo, Morgan Wallen, Ernest, and Morgan. And
Obviously, Morgan's up
wait,
there,
and wait,
but
wait, wait, wait. Who did I miss out? Cody Johnson, Morgan Wallen, Ernest, and Connor Smith. That Connor Smith album is insane, bro.
Connor Smith album is really good.
Baby I heating up. Banger. And we'll wrap up. Alex, I appreciate you being on the show so far. And Alex will be back on. Don't worry, guys. But what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
You cut out.
What would you go back and tell your we'll go 14-year-old self?
14. I've always been, I mean, not to get real deep, but I've always been, well, obviously Union is a Christian school. So with that, I've always been, God has a plan for me, and whatever I do kind of reflects him, and I kind of have my own path. So I think I wasn't able to learn that until last year, really.
Right.
So honestly, I would go back and say just trust the process, man.
Right.
I mean,
I'm with
that's
you,
really
bro.
all it is.
I'm with you.
You're gonna get kicked in the teeth. Just don't let the highs be too high, and don't let the lows be too low.
Guys, 100%.
You gotta be able to
And
keep
with everything you do,
keep that even.
it's gonna come with life, with friends, with ball. We're fortunate to have some great friends, but also we've been through the ringer, baseball, good, bad, awesome. It
Yeah,
happens, it's
man.
good, but it makes you appreciate. And when you get knocked down, it's like good. Say good. Shout out to Ryan Cassie, he'll be on the show soon. But he always told me, say good, embrace it, and see how you can come back stronger. I think the best little thing I've ever seen is that little graph, of almost imagine the stock market, right? Or when the stock market's going good, but when you see that fluctuating graph, you'll go back down, you'll go back higher, and it's going to keep happening. And every time you make a little dip, you're still above where you were, right? So you're going to go up, you're going to go down. It's not a direct trajectory. And if you're not getting kicked in the shins, it means you're not being challenged. And I'm a firm believer in that. When even do the little things, when you go hit, guys, don't just go hit flips. Me and Broly talked about this. Go set up some angles, set up something hard. When you're pitching, don't just go throw 80% bullpen. Work on your stuff, work on your command, challenge yourself, put a hitter in there, see how they hit it. Whatever you do, challenge yourself, get kicked in the shins, and come back. But Alex, I appreciate
You gotta find wins, little small wins
small victories.
in big things. You gotta find small victories.
100%, 100%. Alex, I appreciate you coming on the show, guys. Look out very, very soon.
Yeah,
We're going to
man.
be doing, Alex, I'm breaking this news to you too. We are doing a small drop of In-N-Out baby blue hoodies. Small
There
drop.
you
If you
go.
want one of them, message me and get one before. I'm not making a profit. I'm selling to them as exactly how I got them from the wholesalers. I just want people wearing the brand. I want people enjoying the hoodies, the merch. If you want one, message me. We'll get that sorted, Alex. I appreciate you being on the show.
I'll definitely be grabbing one. Of course, man. Dude, this was a long time coming, man. I'm excited for what we got cooking up for you guys. But
It's gonna
yeah,
be good.
thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some good content coming with the Bulldog. Shout out to obviously Will. He was mentioned a lot here. Shout out to Hudson. He'll be on the pod soon. He'll be at Summer Ball with us.
Yes, he will.
Shout out to Big Alan Johnson. I know he's listening to this one.
Yeah, shout out my dad for real.
Come on, goat, goat. I mean, if he, there's a good chance he's playing GTA and listening to it at the same time. So,
Now he's more of the
goat
racing games.
car.
He's a big
Yeah,
Forza
racing
guy.
game, racing game. Sorry, I get confused. But guys, absolutely, Alex, you the man, you know the vibes. And guys, we'll see you very soon with another banger. Let's go. Watch me as I take off. I'll be working until I have all of my days off. Then I'm surfing in California when I'm paid off. I'll be blurring my vision, sipping on that base sauce. La da da, watch out, I'm coming, yeah. Blow up, yeah, I just wanna.